Legal Experts, a podcast series from Radio Verulam in association with Stowe Family Law. In episode 21, Phil Richards talks to Claire McParland about mediation, checking the legitimacy of a lawyer, agreeing maintenance, bigamy, and inheritance during divorce.
92.6 FM Radio Verulam, that's us. And joining us now with a monthly visit to Radio Verulam and Verulam in the Morning is Claire McParland from Stowe Family Law. Hi there, good morning.
Good morning.
How's things?
Very good, thank you.
Yes, pretty good, isn't it? I mean, it's nice we've got a bit of sunshine back today. That's what
we have, absolutely. And we've got forecast for the week, good forecast for the weekend,
good.
I think.
All right. Okay, so first question, I have been married to my husband for 22 years, but we're going through a rough patch. Can a divorce lawyer recommend or even provide mediation to sort out our problems and to avoid a divorce?
So there is a difference between mediation and counselling. Counselling is generally to assist in trying to fix a relationship, and mediation is normally to help with family issues on the breakdown of a relationship. So lawyers can mediate, but that would be mediation rather than counselling. And they can also give recommendations of people locally, normally, that could assist for both counselling and mediation.
Right, yeah, that sounds pretty clear. Right, okay, so on to our next question. I am planning to divorce my wife. I was recently introduced to a divorce lawyer when I was in my local pub, and I'm just wanting to check out if this person is really a lawyer. Does a national register exist that they can go to for that?
It does. You can go to the Law Society website. It has a register which helps you find a solicitor who has a practicing certificate, and that's what's required to allow you to legally practice. And then there's various different options on the website to find ways to search. It's quite easy to use, actually, so it should be relatively straightforward.
Right. OK, thank you very much, Claire. We're with Claire McParland from Stowe Family Law, and we're just chatting about family law questions this morning. And if you want to contribute to another one of these special interviews that we do every month, do get in touch with us. One of the easiest ways is to give us a call, of course. The number there, 01727 839 926, and if you leave your details on the answer phone, we'll come back to you or speak to one of us, or of course look at our website, and of course you can get in touch with us by email then. And we're at www.radioverulam.com. Now, next question, Claire. I split up with my wife 3 years ago, and ever since have been paying a mutually agreed amount to support her and our two children. Last week, my wife declared she wants to double the maintenance, but I can't afford to do this. And really, I think they're asking about this on a legal footing.
Sure. So the first step would be to go to the Child Maintenance Service website, have a look at their calculator. It's really easy and user-friendly to use. So you can just insert all of your details, and it will just calculate how much maintenance you should be paying. The only time that would change is if you earned over $156,000 gross per annum, in which case the court can have jurisdiction to deal with matters instead of the Child Maintenance Service. So most of the time you can easily use that calculator. The only thing I would just warn to be aware of is that there is also a claim for something called spousal maintenance when you're married, that, you know, your wife could make, and that would be assessed by the court if there were divorce proceedings and a financial application was issued, and the court would look at the incomes of the parties and the assets and the needs, and there's various factors that they would take into account in assessing whether there should be spousal maintenance on top of child maintenance. So I would suggest getting legal advice on this one, because it can be quite complicated because of the two issues.
Right. So you can't just decide you want to double it, though? I mean, it
no.
almost sounds like the wife has decided she could do with double the money.
No, absolutely. It has to, you know, it has to be reasonable. There has to be a reason as to why she needs it, and the court would look at all of the circumstances and the needs and what's available. You know, and if there isn't enough money there, then it, you know, it wouldn't be possible. So, but there is a certain sort of court procedure that you have to go through to assess it.
Right, two more questions to go, and this is one of them. I married a man after knowing him for only 4 months, and I've just discovered that he's still married to a previous wife and has never divorced. I no longer want to be with him, so can I have the marriage annulled? That's basically the question here.
The short answer to that is yes, you can. You can annul a marriage if it was not legally valid in the first place. And this would be the case here where somebody's already married. If a marriage was not legally valid, then the law basically says that it never existed. There is legal paperwork required to prove it, if you're getting remarried again, and there is a process to go through with the court just to make sure that the annulment is done. It's quite similar to the divorce procedure. And you can go onto the government website just to look for how to apply for an annulment. It is quite straightforward.
Right. And the last one, I'm in the middle of a divorce with my husband. His mother has recently died and left him a fortune, which stipulates in the will that I mustn't receive a penny. Does this windfall have to be included in some sort of financial disclosure?
So any assets, no matter how they're obtained, would need to be included in the husband's financial disclosure to the court. If they're not, then speak to your solicitor as they can pursue an order for the husband to disclose the documents. It doesn't necessarily mean that there will be a claim to the inheritance. The starting point generally for the court when they're distributing assets is 50-50, but they can move away from that and they will consider things such as, you know, if the assets were non-matrimonial or acquired after the separation, and they will look at things like needs to see whether they need to invade any non-matrimonial assets. Again, it's quite a complex area, really, so I would get advice from the solicitors about it.
So the mother has apparently said that the woman mustn't receive a penny. Can she do that and get, you know, so that it actually happens that way?
And it could hold weight with the court, especially if it's something that comes in kind of after their separation, because it could pretend there could be an argument potentially that it is a non-matrimonial asset.
Right.
If any of the monies have been intermingled, it makes it a lot harder to do that. So it just depends when the money has come in, really, and also what the needs of the parties are, because sometimes needs will kind of trump the other arguments. But yeah, it's really not a straightforward kind of yes or no answer, really, I'm afraid.
Thank you very much again, Claire. We'll speak in another month's time. Lovely chatting with you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much indeed for joining us. Cheers.